Across a warm Monday afternoon, hundreds of people marched along Toronto's University Avenue. Signs were held up high, all facing Queen's Park, while police officers cleared the way. A variety of student unions from Humber, U of T, and Ryerson stood together to shout their concern against OSAP, Ontario's Student Assistant Program. Ignite, Humber's own student government, kickstarted their own discussion into the matter. They joined the crowd, looking to represent those affected by OSAP at Lakeshore and North.
A lot of students, before they had to get OSAP, and they were able to find a job within the 6 months afterwards, and now that's unfortunately not really the best thing, because students will now have to pay back the interest on it, and that's going to be a lot more money out of their pockets over 6 months that the government's hoping to accumulate. So these are some of the things that we're going to the rally for.
Jeremy Largo Afonso, Vice President of Ignite at the North Campus, says they are busy working out their support for Humber students.
All these things tie into financial relief that students need throughout the entire school year. So say a student needs money, they can either go to the registrar's office to ask for some kind of a bursary, or they'll end up coming to Ignite. So Ignite actually takes on the responsibility of handling a lot of different bursaries through Humber. So this is a big responsibility for us to be able to help and advocate for students who need this kind of help.
Reaching Queen's Park, Jeremy and the rest of Ignite's elected board members held their signs and reacted to speakers on stage. This was their newest step in showing their own concerns towards the Ford government's actions to remove free tuition and change OSAP.
You can't put financial roadblocks in front of kids who work hard in order to achieve a dream. They don't they don't choose their financial background. They don't choose the means by which they have in order to get to university.
Harvey Bischoff is the president of the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation. He says that unions such as Ignite are connected to a bigger effort that his federation is doing to help students.
You know, it's not any different from my organization. We make democratic decisions and then members follow them. The idea that you can make a democratic decision within an organization like a university and then individuals can opt out of that decision makes no sense whatsoever. It doesn't make any more sense within student government than it does within provincial government.
The march is held by Students for Ontario, a group that posted a Facebook event calling for students to mobilize. Natalie Arjevic is a second-year Ryerson student for public administration and governance, and played a part bringing the unions together at University and Armory.
As for this one, it takes a lot of coordination, and luckily it's been done. We've seen it was done, and we're just so happy that people are continuing to show up and they still care about the issues, and clearly we're trying to demonstrate to Doug Ford that this is not going to go away.
So how were you able to connect to schools like Humber for this?
I think they reached out to us, and we said if you want to have something, reach out to us, and that's how this happened.
According to Arjevic, Ignite and other student bodies were not reached out, and instead came on their own.
So a lot of people were very obviously unhappy and continue to be unhappy with the situation. So it wasn't until they officially announced all the cuts to education that this protest in particular, started to be planned. Mm-hmm. And we already had all that infrastructure in place, which is really good.
Ignite's presence at the march is part of their response to Humber's financial aid. At Lakeshore and North, both governments there could be facing a growing demand from students adjusting to meet the new OSAP revisions. Clements Go, Skedline.com. You can find more coverage of Ignite and OSAP on our website, in a two-part story about Humber's growing financial support.